Well, this morning, joining us here on our program, Kate Olson. She's going to be talking a little bit today about the Harvest Market coming up on Monday, November 20th. Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Had a great year this year with produce in the park and some of the associated activities this year. Would you call it successful?
I think absolutely we had a successful year. We've had a lot of activity, like you mentioned, produce in the park. We had a couple other markets happening around Cass County, and we've had a lot of good luck with local foods activities in general across the county this year. It's been a kind of a great year to be involved in that and kind of watching it grow.
Yeah, and Harvest Market's kind of an extension of the produce in the park project during the course of the year. Sometimes folks kind of wonder, why would you have a produce in the park kind of an event once you get this late into the season? But it's expanded a little bit more. Now we're getting toward the holiday season. You're helping folks in a lot of ways right now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The original intention when we started doing this 4 years ago was the Harvest Market on the Monday prior to Thanksgiving. And we've stuck with that. And I don't know who has more fun, the vendors or the attendees, but we've had a fantastic attendance every year. Some new faces, some returning faces, but it's just a good time. We have a fantastic, I think I've got 28 vendors registered now. And all of them, our requirements for Harvest Market is they have to make, bake, sell, grow, craft, whatever is in front of them, they have to have made or produced that in some way, shape, or form. So it's all local people using local resources to create things that you can take home and put on your Thanksgiving table, whether that's fresh bread, pies, fresh produce, a nice centerpiece for your table, anything like that. All of that will be available at the Harvest Market.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that you keep it all local like that, so folks know exactly what they're getting, where it's coming from, who's producing it, who's making it, who's doing these different things. It's just you're going to have so many more things there, too. I see you're going to have a lot of holiday-themed items there, too, it looks like.
Yes, we will have a lot of holiday-themed items. We have had fantastic success with folks wanting to kind of get a early start maybe on some of their Christmas shopping, and it's a pretty easy way to do it. Like I mentioned, we have lots of not only those, you know, fresh breads and things like that. Most of the food that is there will freeze quite easily as well, so you can pick up, you know, a fresh pie for your Thanksgiving table and take another one home and freeze it. Also, lots and lots of the craft and decor items, lots of people putting together fun gift baskets of local jams and honeys and lotions and soaps, all of those, you know, locally made, and a great way to get a fun kick off to your holiday shopping.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of different types of things. You know, if you're like me, boy, it's tough to shop for anybody anymore. You know, when we were young, it seemed like we got things at the holidays only. Now people buy what they want when they want it. Kids
so
get
true.
Things all the time. You know, you have kids. You know, it gets to be so difficult to make a list. My grandmother would make... She would go out and buy things like in May when she would find them on sale and then hang on to them until Christmas. Oh, if you tried to do that today, it's such a, it's so risky.
Yeah, they may have already bought it.
Exactly. Or may buy, you know, you've got all these months. It may have happened already. So it's kind of fun to not necessarily have a list of things. I a lot of times shop with a list of people's names and then start crossing them off the list when I find something that catches my eye. I think that would work. And this is the kind of system you have here going on, too.
Oh, absolutely. And the fun thing about this is it all has that, you know, that local touch, that handmade touch, and it's all unique. This is not something that you could go out and buy. There's probably no chance that they would have picked up this brand of soap shopping for themselves, you know, if they're coming in from out of town, or maybe even if they weren't at this market. So these are local vendors that are doing something kind of fun, something kind of unique. And heck, if you're traveling out of town for the holidays, a great way to kind of take a little local flavor with you and share that with your friends and families around the country.
Yeah, you betcha. And there's no admission fee to get onto the grounds that day.
Absolutely not.
And it's a family type event. There'll be things for the kids too.
Yeah, there will be things for the kids. We don't have a lot of kids' activities, but we do have several things that are geared towards kids. So we'll have a lot of vendors providing samples as they go around so people can kind of taste their way through. If you are there with a family, the Does are going to be selling a soup and sandwich luncheon, or a dinner, so in a very nice way to get a little warm food in your belly while you're shopping. And we'll have some informational booths as well, so folks can pick up ideas for maybe for their holiday cooking. We'll have some vendors there selling just a variety of everything. I saw on there for the kids, we've got some things like fleece tie blankets and doll clothes and some paintings. What was the other thing on there that's fun? Oh, lots of knit items, scarves and hats. This is the time of year when those kids, if they have mismatched gloves and scarves and hats, with some really, really fun patterns. We have a vendor back that was there last year that does some really, really cute, fun things that kids just love. So
sounds like some 4-H project ideas might come popping into your mind as you look around too.
Possibly, yes.
No, just keep all your options open.
There you go.
Now, I'm hearing cupcakes. I look on the sheet here and I see cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
And who doesn't like those?
Absolutely. If you like to sample them, come out and sample at the Harvest Market. But better yet, if you like to bake them, we are doing something fun this year, the Cupcake Contest. We are asking folks to enter by November 16th, so Thursday the 16th. There is no entry fee, but we just want to have folks let us know. They can give us a call at the extension office, stop by. We just want to know what you're bringing. In order to enter the cupcake contest, all you have to do is call and let us know you want to enter, and then the day of the event, between noon and 2, drop off a dozen normal-sized cupcakes. We're not doing the miniatures or the jumbo size, just a dozen average-sized cupcakes. The Doughs are helping us judge that contest. They've got some local judges lined up. The cupcakes will be judged on flavor, appearance, and texture, with some bonus points thrown in for any use of local or seasonal type ingredients. And then the judges will get one of those to judge, and the other 11 of the dozen will be out for samples for the public. So,
cupcakes used to be just kind of a standard out of the box, make a cupcake. Mm-hmm. Or you could go crazy and make them from scratch. But
yes,
cupcakes are an art form.
Yes.
Now. Cupcakes aren't the cupcakes we grew up on.
No, the varieties, the flavors, the different things you can do with cupcakes. Some people really go for the flavor and texture in the cake. Some people really go all out for the frostings or the toppings or the decor. Whichever your preference is, or if you just have a family favorite recipe that's been passed down through the generations that is the most melt-in-your-mouth cupcake that you want to share with the world, we would love to have that at Harvest Market for folks to sample.
I remember the days when cupcakes were either chocolate or vanilla,
yeah.
And then you could go crazy with maybe some different colored frosting on
right.
top.
Right, yes.
Now you can put almost anything in or on a cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
Gets very interesting these days. So bring those cupcakes, bring those recipes along then too, right?
Yes, yep. We do have to have the recipes, and that is just for... so we know, obviously, if they're using a local or seasonally sourced ingredient, and then we also will be putting out there when they're sampled for the public if there's any nuts or allergens or anything in them, so folks know what they're eating.
You bet. This is kind of the last blast then for the year as far as produce in the park, the Harvest Market. This is kind of the end of the year.
Yeah, this is kind of our wrap up. Produce in the park and a lot of the farmers markets wrapped up at the end of September. That's the end of the season where people are like really excited about being out of their house in the farmer's market type shopping experience, but it's not necessarily the end of the growing season for a lot of our producers. So this is a great opportunity if they still have, we have had a couple killing frosts, but we've got several producers that are bringing greens. Greens are very hardy, obviously lots of winter squashes and things like that. I think we do have several producers in the area now that have season extending things like greenhouses and high tunnels, so we may have a few more tender crops there as well. And of course, local foods can be local meats. We've got a couple local meat vendors that are going to be there. Like I said, lots of local baking, local honeys, local jams, local... If you can eat it and we can grow it anywhere around Iowa, it's going to be at Harvest Market. So you could probably pretty much fill your table with local food at Harvest Market for Thanksgiving if you wanted to give that a shot.
And it's a great opportunity. We all know how crazy our lives are going to get here in the next few weeks as we work down toward the few holidays we have coming up in rapid succession. Yes. So if you can do anything to make your life just a little easier now, mm-hmm. why not take advantage of it? It's just a short 4 hours from 3 to 7 p.m. that the Harvest Market will be open mm-hmm. on Monday, and it really is going to go by fast.
It goes by very fast every year. We have pushed it up, I think, a half an hour every year. That we've done it. We started by opening at 4 o'clock and people were standing outside at 3:30. So we opened it at 3:30 and we had people standing outside at 3:15. So we're opening at 3 o'clock and going to 7 with the daylight savings time change. Dark seems to hit early this time of year. So we're opening at 3 going till 7 and yeah, we'd love to see folks come out and see what we have. We've got some returning vendors and some new vendors. So it should be a great mix, a great variety. And of course, it's always a lot of fun. It's kind of a festive atmosphere. This is kind of one of the first things that really gets you in the holiday spirit this time of year. So.
You bet. Is there any way online they can find out more details?
The Produce in the Park Facebook page, if you follow that, they've been doing kind of some vendor previews. There's more information on there about the cupcake contest and things like that. As we do get some more of our vendors finalized, we'll be putting that on there. So definitely check that out.
Excellent. And the guys are welcome to welcome.
Well, there's some, there will be some woodworking stuff on there. There is barbecue stuff. If you've got some guys that take some pride in their barbecue, absolutely come check that out. Lazy Tees does a great job with their barbecue sauces. So yeah, lots of good stuff.
Got them all covered. It's the Harvest Market this Monday, November 20th, 3 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. No entrance fee to get on the ground. So come out and enjoy, wander around, and find some of those great items that folks have been working so hard putting together just for you here during the holiday season. Kate, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it very much. Have fun.
Absolutely. Will do. Thanks for having me.